These words of comfort of our Lord in today's Gospel can well be applied to Blessed Kateri Tekakwitha, who labored and was burdened during her very short life as a Christian in the midst of hostility and persecution. Her parents, her mother died when she was 4 years old, I believe, of smallpox. It was an outbreak that left her an orphan and also very sickly, and she barely survived the disease herself. Disfigured she was because of it. And she, her Christian mother, prayed for her, prayed that she would be a Christian and would persevere and find God's grace and remain pure. And she did, in the midst of wickedness, in the midst of hostility towards her and her eventual faith, she remained pure. So pure, in fact, that she resisted, she was a chief's daughter and had much to look forward to in terms of prestige and wealth within her own tribe, but she chose rather to remain a virgin without really even knowing exactly why. Before she even became a Christian, she was set upon that way, and afterwards she came to understand the beauty of Christian virginity and begged her spiritual director to allow her to do this. And it was very uncommon among the Indians at that time not to marry, but she was given permission. She's the first consecrated virgin among the Native Americans in the United States and Canada. And she suffered for all of this. She suffered for her Christian purity and for her faith in Jesus Christ, and ultimately had to leave her home of Arisville, it's now today called Arisville, and she went to Canada to live among Christian Indians where she could practice her faith in peace, and there she died, a young woman, pure before God, and an example to the Americas of the grace that God has brought to this new world. Kateri was living her earlier life in Arisville, New York, where previously St. Isaac Jogues, Rene Goupil, and others were martyred for the faith, the great Jesuit missionaries that brought the faith to the Americas and considered it their honor and glory, their privilege to offer their lives for the salvation of men and mostly for the glory of God. And that martyrdom had its fruit, we might say, in the purity and holiness of Blessed Kateri Tekakwitha. So we continued to pray for her final glorification at the altar of God as a saint who reminds us of the power of God to overcome all things. In the midst of darkness and persecution, in the midst of difficulty and contradiction, our Lord says to his followers that he will give us rest. He is meek and humble of heart, and if we bear his burden, which is the cross, we'll find it an easy yoke and a light burden. That's the paradox of our faith, but it's witness to us and great saints, holy people like Blessed Kateri Tekakwitha.
Et Jesum benedictum. Guru.